online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
After leaving us guessing for 4 days, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have revealed the name of their baby son. Louis Arthur Charles is the fifth in line to the throne. The baby's first name is already one of his brother Prince George's middle names. Elsewhere today, the leaders of North and South Korea have agreed to put a stop to all hostile activities towards one another during an historic summit. They've also backed a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It's ahead of a planned meeting between the North's Kim Jong-un and US President Trump. Sky's defense correspondent Alistair Bunkle says Mr. Kim potentially has another card to play.
If things don't go well with President Trump, he seems to have struck up a pretty good relationship with his counterpart in the South. He would not be the first North Korean official to try and drive a wedge between that alliance of South Korea and the United States. If he can get South Korea on board, in some respects he's got the important one on board.
A man's appeared in court after a member of staff was attacked with a hammer during a robbery at a Whitstable co-op. Police were called to the store on Canterbury Road after an employee was assaulted and cash was stolen from the till on Wednesday night. 35-year-old Charlie Elliott, who doesn't have a permanent address, is also accused of targeting two shops in Chatham over the past few weeks. He's been remanded in custody and is due at Crown Court next month. Figures showing the UK's economy has grown at its slowest pace for more than 5 years have been described by Downing Street as clearly disappointing. Growth was 0.1% in the first quarter of 2018, compared with 0.4% over the final 3 months of last year. The government says a group of MPs which claims the model of rail franchising is broken hasn't grasped how complex it is. A report by the Public Accounts Committee says that the way two have been managed, including Southern, has been completely inadequate. Its chair, Meg Hillier, wants ministers to start involving passengers and trade unions when planning how things are run.
We're getting very concerned about the pattern of failure or mismanagement of franchises and the lack of people willing to bid for it. So there's been a series of problems for government, and it really has got to get its house in order if it's going to start delivering a decent railway under the franchising model.
Two men have been arrested on suspicion of scamming two people in Gravesend who paid them more than £50,000 to replace a fence. Bank staff contacted police after the suspected rogue traders targeted the elderly victim's home in the Hevercourt Road area last Monday. The 47 and 60-year-olds have since been released on bail until next month.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and Gillingham will be looking for their first win in 8 league games this weekend. They're travelling to take on Bristol Rovers after a poor run of form recently. The Jewels are just 4 places off the relegation zone with 2 games of the season to go. Manager Steve Lovell says a positive result tomorrow will keep them safe.
That's something that we're going towards and we need to do. You know, we'll take a few supporters down there, I'm sure we will, and they'll be travelling down to support us, and we want to put on a performance like we have done for most of the season.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.